Hey guys, welcome back.
What's up, everybody? So we're taking kind of a deep dive. This is episode number 2 of our mini-series.
Yes.
It's a mini-sode, I think.
A mini-sode, yes.
Coined it.
I did not coin that. Do you think I coined that?
I thought you coined mini-sode.
I really need to, this is a little bit off topic, but we're going to go there. I am going to just start taking credit for these things that I say that you guys think are things that I made up that are just millennial culture. I mean, I introduced them to PSL this week. I introduced them to season being spelled S-Z-N. I mean, truly, these are acts of genius that I could get credit for, and I'm really just letting them roll off my shoulders. I mean, I don't think I get credit for how humble I am.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm glad that you
think so
highly of yourself.
In summary,
we think you're cool too.
I did coin this term mini-sode, and do not do any research. My name will come up. Just trust me on this one.
Nice. So we're talking about recreating responsibly in the parks.
Yes. Super important.
Yeah. We want everybody to have a good time. There's a lot of new people out there enjoying the parks, which we love.
You absolutely love to see it. You absolutely do.
Oh, it's cool. It's super cool. And we just want everybody to do it in a way that keeps everybody happy, keeps the parks beautiful, and keeps you coming back for more to see these amazingly beautiful locations in Arizona.
Definitely. And I want to see parks the way that I'm seeing them now, exactly the same in 30 to 50 to 10,000 years.
Yep.
I don't expect any change in the parks.
If you're still alive in 10,000 years, oh my God. Well, no, you're a vampire.
If you've ruined the parks by the time I come back in 10,000 years, I'm going to be devastated.
So we covered a lot of cool stuff last time, and something that I want to discuss today is something that was made popular by the Leave No Trace movement.
Yeah.
Pack it in, pack it out. Such a simple concept.
If someone creates, yes, it's a super simple concept. And what I want, me and Darby, a past coworker, created a little rap for Pack It In, Pack It Out. I don't know if you remember this.
I remember it.
It was never shared. It never saw the light of day. Probably for good reason. I'm sorry, Darby. It was a good time, but I don't think that it was up to snuff for our image. So if one of our lovely listeners wanted to create a rap for Pack It In, Pack It Out that was just, I mean, a music video, some kind of TikTok sound, I would, mwah,
yeah.
That would be amazing.
I'd share it.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I think that if somebody was creative enough to do that, maybe a little more creative than we were in the music industry.
Okay, look, we write the words. We're very creative in the word creation. The musical element is not my forte.
No.
So someone who does have that talent, I'd love to hear it. And please, please tag us at AZ State Parks when you do it, because I would give the next 10,000 years of my life to hear Pack It In, Pack It Out. I would live a normal mortal life alongside Bigfoot.
Yep. Send it in and we'll share it. That'd be awesome. But I really do want to talk to them about Pack It In, Pack It Out today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought we were just hanging out. By all means, go ahead.
So if you bring it with you to the park or wherever you're camping, take it back with you when you're done.
Yeah. The squirrels don't want it.
Yeah, I mean, this even goes into any trash that you create when you're there. Wrappers, cans, bottles, which should be recycled, by the way. Just take it with you. I mean, when you're planning your trip, leave ample room in your vehicle for trash when you leave.
Yeah. Well, and especially at our parks, there are plenty of trash cans around. There are dumpsters for campsites. There are trash cans at trailheads, things like that. So if you really don't have room for it, just seek out a trash can. They're not too far away, I promise.
And if the trash can is full, find another one.
Find another one, yes.
The ground right next to the trash can is not the trash can.
Correct.
Because we've got rangers out there, and these people are freaking awesome. They love the beautiful parks that they work in. They work every day.
Our rangers are without a doubt the best part of our parks.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing.
No, for sure. Awesome resource when you're there if you have questions about the park or anything. But but you know that they also they have multifaceted jobs. They also clean up things, and it's just It's easier for them if they're not picking up trash off the ground.
Yes, when there's a trash can nearby.
Yeah. So I was
or a backpack nearby. I mean, if you have friends, just stick it in their pocket. If you really can't carry it, just, you know, just do the prank thing. Stick it in their pocket.
Yeah, do something. Just don't leave it on the
ground. Don't put it on the ground.
Yeah.
Like I said, the squirrels don't want it.
No. I was at Dead Horse Ranch the other day. We were filming a really cool a cooking video, which is
Which is coming out.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this project.
It's a camp cooking series, and you guys will hear about it on social. We'll probably promote it there. But
it's going to be awesome.
So we're there, and you know the worm containers? The styrofoam worm containers? I mean,
I'm familiar.
Worms are good bait. Okay,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I thought you were going to say they were a good snack.
No. I've personally never eaten one. That I'll admit to publicly. No, but I saw three different, and picked them up, obviously, the styrofoam containers. I mean, I know they blow away and stuff, and they might get out of hand, but just when you're out there, just pay attention to different situations, and something that might seem, minuscule to you is a big for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to be sitting there taking in a gorgeous sunrise and seeing trash float by in the lake.
Right. You know? And I mean, like, things like that happen if it blows away. So if you're out there and you see something like that, like Neil said, he picked them up when he saw them. So if you're out there and, you know, you see a plastic bag in the, do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind? You should go pick it up.
Right.
So wouldn't you want someone to pick you up if you felt like a plastic bag?
Right. Jeez, for sure. So, I mean, just as a general rule, and we touched on this last time, just leave campsites, trails, lakes, rivers, and parks as a whole cleaner than when you found them.
Yes, and that's a great rule of thumb for any public land that you're on. For any time you're spending time in the outdoors, you really want to respect that land and respect the people around you.
Right. So kind of the next topic is
a different kind of trash, different kind of negligence.
It is, and we're talking about being fire smart and fire aware.
Yes. And we've had a lot of wildfires this year, some of them human-caused and some of them natural causes, which, Neil, I know you like to talk about how it's good for the land, because it can be.
It can be. It can rejuvenate habitats, and eventually, you know, plant life will grow back quicker and thicker, and it'll be great homes and food for different wildlife. But
just like the circle of life is the frog eating the fly, the frog is the wildfire, and the land is the fly.
I suppose
it's the circle of life.
It really is, and over time, there's been just a lot of fires, you know. But it seems like we're having them pretty frequently lately, and put people's lives in danger. They can put property in danger. So there's things that we can do as people to avoid starting them.
So there's a lot of things that we can do as campers, as hikers, to reduce that chance of starting a fire on our own. I mean, I know we've seen some bigger events being held that have caused wildfires, but the truth is that most of them are caused by a campfire that didn't get drowned properly, or a cigarette butt that got thrown on the floor, or things like that we just don't maybe think about when we're out enjoying the outdoors.
Well, I think the very first thing people should do before they go camping is check fire restrictions, because
Definitely. Honestly,
they're in place for a reason.
Oh yeah.
azstateparks.com/firesafety. Is a good resource for that. Plus, there's a link to an app for State Fire on that page that has all the information about all the restrictions throughout the state. So, I mean, if they're calling for no campfires, just don't have one.
Don't have one, yeah.
I mean, it's really that easy. I mean, if you have to have some sort of light for ambience for your camping trip, maybe put a lantern up. I mean, it's not... And hang out around that, but it's not
Get some electric tea lights. I mean, there's tons of alternatives.
Yeah, it's not worth burning down the desert or the forest for you to have a good time. In fact, it's kind of selfish.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's...
I mean, tell them how you really feel, Neil.
Yeah, no, really, I mean, it's just...
It's disrespectful, definitely.
It is disrespectful, and it's a problem that is obviously, gaining a lot of traction.
Yes.
You know,
The impact that you can have just by performing little things like that is huge in either direction, detrimental or safe.
Right. And, you know, say you check the fire restrictions and they say fires are okay. You might as well just keep it small, keep a small, intimate little fire that you can maybe cook a burger over or roast some marshmallows and maybe kick back and drink an Easy State Parks pale ale.
Oh yeah, Easy Wilderness style.
Yeah. And then when you're done, pour water on it, stir it, make sure it's completely out.
Yes.
You know, before you go anywhere.
Before you leave, make sure it's cool.
Yeah, because it's gonna burn underneath those coals for a little bit, so you just pour water in it and stir it. That's the safest way to do it.
Yeah. Well, and we have some pretty cute Smokey Bear stickers in our gift shops that you can stick on your water bottle, and it'll just remind you that it's up to you. Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's true, and she did not come up with that. It was actually, that slogan was coined much, really long time before her birth.
Yes, correct. Probably, he just celebrated his 77th birthday in August?
Oh yeah, it was way before my birthday.
Oh yeah, let's not put me down as the millennial here.
So, you know what, Randy, I think that's about all we should cover on this mini-sode. I think we've got a lot more really cool things to talk about. And I'm looking at this webpage, it looks like we might have one, maybe two more in
episodes,
this series.
Yeah.
But before we go, I want to remind everybody to go over to Explore AZ. It's our Facebook group. When you go there, make sure it's the one that's run by Arizona State Parks and Trails.
Yes, because we are part of other Explore AZ groups. So make sure it's the one that has all the state parks in it. And we've posted on there and all that good stuff.
Right, and it's just a really cool place that you can go share your park experiences, tips, hacks about camping or other outdoor forms of recreation, and really just have fun with it. And you know, we'll jump in and talk to you guys once in a while on there. It's a really fun place to be.
Yeah, and you know what we should do is add a link to it on this Recreate Responsibly page. So if you go to azstateparks.com/recreateresponsibly, you can find a link directly to that Facebook group. You won't even have to worry about which one it is.
Perfect, and we can throw it in the show notes too.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right, everybody, have a good time out there.
Be safe.